Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Worship Wednesday. That's right. Rob Parker and our able-bodied producer, Rob G. Rob Darrow.
That's not a compliment, Rob.
Yes, it is. Able-bodied, no. Just means anybody sitting around, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And our stellar producer, Rob G., filling in for Broussard. Yes, there you go. Appreciate the job he's done so far. We'll see if he can, you know, finish strong in the final hour. Speaking of the final hour, Yousef Khan, who is the founder and editor of First in Pen. I like that name, Rob G.
That's a good one. I'm not going to lie. It's not as good as MLB Bro, but it's
there
up
there. There you go.
Because you
but
need
it's not
know.
Bad.
It's not bad.
That's right. Not bad. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. But we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Good life!
We will, Bill. And Rob G., let's kick it off here with Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen, one of the 50 greatest players of all time, won those six championships with Michael Jordan. A great player in his own right. Everybody acknowledges him. But I feel bad. Like, guys, like, don't destroy everything. Don't make people look at you sideways. That's where we are with Scottie Pippen. It's like the Kwame Brown kind of thing, you know, where it just got fed up, so he's going to attack everybody. And this onslaught on Michael Jordan, I don't know what happened, what Michael did to him. Was he jealous because Mike...
Oh, you know what he did to him, Rob. We saw The Last Dance. We know exactly what he did to him.
But it was it not true?
I mean, it's one man's perspective, and Scottie took a lot of negativity from that documentary.
We saw the video. He didn't want to go into the game with Kukoc, right? That was there. Everybody tried to talk him out of signing that contract. He did it anyway. I mean, there were moments there with Scottie. And here's my only argument, and then you'll tell us what Scottie said now, and we'll hear some sound from Scottie Pippen. But nobody stopped him, Rob G., from winning a Finals MVP, okay? Steph Curry's on the Warriors. How many has he won?
Zero.
Okay. So Michael Jordan went to six finals, won all six, and won all six MVPs. Was there a rule that Michael Jordan had to win the MVP?
No.
Okay, so Scottie could have won if he played better, right?
Yes.
Or had more impact.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't understand that. Also, he's got his panties in a bunch because Mike got paid for The Last Dance. Well, it's a TV show. Guess what? ESPN pays for shows, right, Rob G.? They play commercials during it.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's the business model. I don't think is anybody shocked that Michael Jordan got paid for that. If Scottie Pippen was worried about it back then, why did he do it? He could have said, what am I getting for my time and my energy? And if they said, well, we're not paying anybody for doing interviews, he could have said, thank you very much, but I'm not going to participate. Correct or not?
He totally could have. You're right.
Okay. So to cry about it and bellyache about it 2 years later is just doesn't make any sense to me. Because you understand how television and the business works. You worked at ESPN. Were you on for free or did they pay you? Yeah. Come on, Rob. Do you know I'm right on
no,
that?
No, you're right on that. In that aspect, you're definitely right.
All right, what's the latest? Let's hear from
you. Well, you know, you mentioned that Scottie Pippen is upset at Michael Jordan because of The Last Dance, and you know he's trying to promote a book, so maybe he's taking things a little bit further than even he normally would. But over the last, well, we'll say 2 months, I think Scottie Pippen is going above and beyond to express how upset he is with Michael Jordan over what he did in The Last Dance and the way he portrayed himself and the other members of the Bulls.
Do you feel that not enough was made of that moment? Because there you were playing hurt in a deciding game against a great Utah Jazz.
Here's my breakdown on that. Is it easier to play with a herniated disc or to play with the flu? Well, I don't see many bad back games, but I do see flu games.
That was Scottie Pippen on SiriusXM NBA Radio discrediting Michael Jordan's famous flu game because he himself, he says, was dealing with a herniated disc. And this goes back to his larger point, I think, that he's been trying to make ever since The Last Dance ended, is that Scottie Pippen believes that Michael Jordan went out of his way to build up his own legend in The Last Dance and went out of his way to almost discredit everybody else that was on those teams.
Oh,
to,
I don't think so.
Scottie Pippen's opinion. This is just his opinion. I think he's trying to say.
Why did they have a section about Steve Kerr, a segment on Steve Kerr? If it was about Steve Kerr made a basket, they didn't have to show that. But was that the defining moment? Or were they trying to make a point on a different play? Like, seriously. He made a basket in a big game, right?
Yes.
That's all he did.
Right.
Would the story about the Bulls be incomplete if they didn't show to Steve Kerr and do a segment about Steve Kerr?
Yes.
No,
I think
wouldn't.
It would have. I think it would have. I don't think no, it wouldn't have.
They could have showed it, but they didn't have to do a segment on Steve Kerr.
To interview Steve Kerr and talk about it. Yeah, I guess you could say that. But I think what Scottie has been alluding to, you know, over the last, what is this now, a year that he's been upset about it, is that in The Last Dance, and this is what I think, and I'll get your opinion about it afterwards, is that Michael Jordan made a point in that, it's not a documentary, it's more like a docuseries because it's only one person's perspective on the whole thing.
Right.
Is look at everything that Michael Jordan did. Look at everything he had to overcome. Look at all the challenges that he took
on. It was about Michael Jordan.
Exactly. It was not about the Bulls. It was about Michael Jordan. And in order to do that, some guys who think they deserve more credit or think that they deserve a bigger, you know, share of the pie, and so to speak, they kind of get pushed aside because this is not their story. This is Michael Jordan's story. And I think that's why Scottie Pippen is so upset, because he thinks that he was, in his eyes, was right there with Michael during that whole run.
I get that. But, you know, it's like musical groups. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes. Mm-hmm. It's Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Yes, there's always a front man. Somebody's going. Lionel Richie and the Commodores. No?
No, you're right.
Somebody's got to be out front. Nobody just all of a sudden just decides, oh, we're going to only call them by their name and everybody's the same. No, that's just not it. And Michael had all the other stuff, the sneakers and the memorable games and the big moments and the shot in Cleveland. And I'm just still, help me out. Give me the Scottie Pippen moment that was missed. Which basket was it, Rob G? Help me out. I covered the Bulls during that time. I remember Scottie Pippen at the Palace of Auburn Hills with an ice pack on his head when he had a migraine headache. I remember that. You know what I thought back then? How will he ever overcome that? That's what I thought at the time. Like in a game 7, you can't play or you can't play well because you got a migraine headache. So if there's a moment where Scottie made the big shot against Cleveland, like, right, to win the series, then it would be different. He never made those. I'm not saying he wasn't important, but you can't give me any moments. What was left out? What was on the cutting room floor that discredited Scottie Pippen or left out in highlight that was paramount to what the Bulls did? I don't know of one.
See, that's fair, you know, because I don't think he didn't have those kind of moments. But to say that he was just along for the ride, which is...
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't say that.
Okay.
But The Last Dance, you know, Rob, the way that it was shown, that other than what the Paxson shot and the Kerr shot, we were led to believe that Michael Jordan did everything by himself in that Last Dance.
I get that.
It was,
I mean,
look, Michael Jordan overcame the cocaine circus. He overcame Scottie Pippen's migraines and his back injury. He overcame, you know... being the celebrity and having everything pulling at him, but he was able to fight through it. And he's the one who got past the Bad Boy Pistons. And he's the one who went, you know, 6-for-6 in the finals.
No, I get
it. What about the other guys?
We do it all the time, you know, and it's football is worse with Tom Brady. Like,
yes.
Like the defense plays well, and
nobody's,
Tom Brady gets,
I think,
all the credit.
Tom Brady's right up there with Michael Jordan in terms
but
of.
But I think the difference,
yes,
though, is in the NBA, all you need is two players. In the NFL, you got to have a defense, right? Ask Aaron Rodgers, whose defense is giving up 40 points.
Right.
Like, that's what kills me now, is like everybody's now pointing to Patrick Mahomes saying, oh, well, with the defense, well, he's got to try to make something happen. It's hard to win when you don't. And that, when Aaron Rodgers says that, what do they say? Oh, you're making excuses.
Yeah, exactly.
Am
exactly.
I right?
No, you're right. They were
Come
giving
on,
up
man.
Like 30-plus points a game in the NFC Championship games historically, I think,
yes,
before last season.
And I think in five of his postseason losses, they've given up 38 points or more.
Yeah, that's, you're not going to win very okay. often like that. But it's just...
Well, do we have sound from Scotty?
Well, we already played the Scotty Pippen sound.
Oh.
That was with him talking to Frank Isola.
To Frank Isola on the NBA.
Yeah,
radio.
Yeah. That's so, right. But I sympathize with Scotty because I think that guys like... The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. There's this hagiography with Michael Jordan that I think has kind of run amok, you know, because most of the people who are in sports media today, the most prominent voices and faces like you guys are, you know, there's a very revisionist history with Michael Jordan. There's no, you know, let's be honest, like you are with Tom Brady. Like, look, Tom Brady is great. I'm not saying he's not great, but let's be honest and say, hey, you know what? He also had a top five defense every one of those years. You can say Michael Jordan is great. He's probably the greatest player who ever lived. But let's be honest, he didn't win anything until Scottie Pippen got there. He also had a very good front office. You know, they didn't like him. They found a way to get players around him that fit what he did well. And I think that this idea that Michael Jordan did everything by himself and it was just Michael Jordan and the Jordanaires, I just don't think that's true.
I get it, but I think Scottie's going about it the wrong way. Because you can't tear down Michael Jordan in order to try to make yourself look better.
Yeah, there's definitely a better way to do it. Because I mean,
would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that.
And that's
it's not
where
like
people...
it's not like he can't make a case for himself. Like, look, I brought it up. You know, they didn't win a playoff series before he got there. You know,
right.
when Jordan retired the first time, he was third in the MVP running. So he can make a good case for himself. You're right, without having to attack Michael Jordan.
Right, and I think that's where he loses some credibility and some points with people because basically he's trying to say, look at me, I'm the reason, and I don't think people are going to say that. But he can make your own documentary. Tell your own story. Show how you never won a finals MVP. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Are you talking about Steph Curry or Scottie Pippen?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, Steph can make one too, both of them. You know? Called I Never Hit a Big Shot. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
did I say that?
No. You know, he had 50-10, Rob Parker, the other night.
Yeah, and it was a regular season game.
And you know what's funny is after that game, people started pumping up Steph Curry again like they always do.
Right.
And somebody put on Twitter that they did a poll on some NBA website, who's the most clutch players of the last 20 years, and Steph Curry came in eighth. I was like, when? How?
How was he eighth?
I have no idea.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. All right, here we go. Telephone number 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Is Scottie Pippen tripping for tearing down Michael Jordan? Or is he right on the money? We'll continue the conversation next with you. It is The Odd Couple with Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
No tipping Pippin of L.A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Rob G filling in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive, the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit MDriveForMen.com for 20% off with the promo code OddCouple. Don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And Rob G., I'm sure some people want to chime in. We're talking about Scottie Pippen. Is he tripping? I get it. Everybody wants to feel like they're a part of something, Rob G. You want some credit.
Some credit.
Right? As Charlie Hayes would say back in the days when he played for the Yankees, give me some credit. But I think the way he's going about it is just, like, do your own Last Dance, your own documentary. Tell your story, right? Scottie Pippen's a top 50 player. Rob G., why can't he tell his own story?
I mean, because he don't got Michael Jordan money, that's why.
Okay.
But let's get out to these phone lines. A lot of people want to weigh in on no tipping, Pippen. Let's get started. Andy is in Seattle. Andy, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Andy?
Hey, guys. I'm loving Rob and Rob tonight.
Oh, thanks,
Thank
man.
You, buddy.
Yeah,
we're trying to hold
love
it down.
You bring it every night. Might not night I'll always see on the same page, but you always bring it.
No,
hey, I just got to say that I feel that Michael is just telling his story. I don't really feel that he is not acknowledging his teammates and their roles and how they helped him become successful. I think Scotty is tripping. You guys take it from here.
Appreciate it. Rob G., I do too. Like I said, the Steve Kerr segment is a perfect example. Mike could have skipped over that. Right? Done, shown the basket, of course, but could have just made, hey, he's a good little player, man. He really made a big shot. I told him it was coming. Because you remember the
he
video.
He was a good little player, yeah.
No, but you remember the video
right.
Where he said, be ready. Didn't he say it?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, it wasn't like, oh, I don't want this shot. I'm afraid. I don't want to be the GOAT. I'm a cough up the ball at the end. That's not what happened. That's why when people say, well, but Michael Jordan gave up the ball at the end of games too. It was a play. Am I right, Rob G., on that?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, I will say that I really hate, though, that people don't say, like, oh, Michael and Scotty. Like, you know, they say Kobe and Powell. Even though Powell was clearly the number two guy, at least they gave Powell the credit, as you would say, to at least mention him alongside it. It's always Michael Jordan. And then like four or five pauses.
And the Pips.
And the Pips. Exactly. All right, let's keep it moving. This is a first for me. Jerome King. Jerome King gave his first and last name. He's in Hawaii. Jerome, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerome?
Boom, two Rob. What's going on?
What's
hey,
up, man?
I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. How are you, bud?
I am good, living here in the land of paradise. I can't complain. Just listen to you guys on the way, on the drive home.
Thank you, bud. We appreciate the support. What you got? Is Pippen tripping?
Hey, man, Pippen is tripping twice. He just, you know what? He wants the accolades that Jordan has, but he's a sidekick. There's nothing wrong with being a sidekick, you know? There's a reason why there's a Batman and there's a Robin.
Yes.
Batman wouldn't be Batman without Robin, but Robin doesn't get the same accolades as Batman. It just don't work that way.
That's right. The show was called Batman. It wasn't called Batman and Robin. Am I right?
But you know what, Jerome? This is where I'll push back. I agree with you. Batman would not be Batman without Robin. They needed him. But if you listen to the way Michael Jordan told The Last Dance, Batman would have been Batman without Robin, without Catwoman, without Joker. He would have been it regardless, because that's the way Michael Jordan portrayed himself in The Last Dance. So I understand.
Well, it would have been different people in those roles, though. That's it.
That's it. It would be a different
right.
guy.
Right. Now, because, I mean, everybody followed Michael Jordan. Like I said, I'm not a Michael Jordan fan, but I cannot take away how good this guy is. But at the same time, he had to learn how to win. You're right. You had to put the pieces together because the NBA is all about a team. It's a team game. But you need those individual stars with excellent ability to push you over the top. And I'm not saying Pippen didn't have that, but he didn't have the type of athleticism that Michael Jordan had. Michael Jordan had is not only what he had as far as his physical ability. His the way he carried himself on and off the court. What did Pippen do off the court?
Right. It was Mike was just a different animal, and it's hard to argue that, Rob. Can we squeeze one more in?
Yeah, really quick. Let's keep it moving. Yep. Nat is in Texas. Nat, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Nat?
Hey, Rob. Great to hear y'all on. And
thanks,
you know,
Mike.
If it was trashing time, we could trash Chris, because every time Rob P takes a day off, you know, you get trashed.
No,
but I had a take that I've had forever. Is if Michael Finley or Tayshaun Prince were playing with Jordan, they might have ended up being top 50 players as well.
Oh, I mean, wow.
They might have. What, Rob G?
I'm curious.
You got to admit, Scotty wasn't like – he averaged 7 points his rookie year.
Yeah, but he also averaged like 20 points a game during the finals runs, like those 6 years.
No, I'm not saying he didn't do anything, but let's not make it like
– I mean, look, all due respect to Tayshaun Prince, but come on, man.
Tayshaun won a championship with those Pistons. They beat Kobe and Shaq. That's why you're still salty.
That's right.
After all these years.
I don't like Tayshaun Prince.
How old were you when that happened? I know that 2004.
I was like 16, 17 at that time.
Were you hurt? You couldn't believe it, could you?
It ruined my last few weeks of school in high school.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did. Because that was our championship. We were supposed to have that one.
You were like, the Pistons? Oh, God. Like, they don't have anybody on their team.
Exactly.
Amazing. All right. We've got our man, Youssef Khan, from the website First in Pen. Coming up, he's going to make his debut on the Odd Couple. That's next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we welcome in a friend of mine, my former boss, who has a great new website called First and Pen, Youssef Khan. And welcome into the Odd Couple. What's up, Youssef?
Rob, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Say hello to Rob G.
Youssef, what's
Rob
up, man?
G.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's everything, Rob G?
Great. Appreciate it.
Yes, we both love the name of the website,
First
and Pen. Yes,
it's great.
Definite takeoff.
Much better than the Odd Couple.
You know, is that it?
but I'm not as good looking.
Oh, there you go. All right. Let me ask you, we're talking about Kyrie Irving, and you did a piece about Kyrie and whether or not, you know, he's just as good as he is he worth the headache? And that's going forward. Tell people about the piece you wrote, and because the issue is, you know, after this year, if he doesn't play, if you're a team, can you really sign him to a long-term deal, not knowing if something's going to upset him, if he doesn't want to play, if he's going to take days off? You know what I mean? Like, he's put himself in a thing where people might be afraid to make a long-term commitment to him.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. You know, the story I wrote was, is he worth it at this point? You know, is he more trouble than he's worth? As a talent, nobody can dispute what he's done. You know, 7-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA, averaging almost 23 points a game, Rookie of the Year, NBA champ, etc. But at this point, he has yet to step on the court this year. He has never played a full season over his entire career. So how much can you really depend on him as a player? Now, off the court, it's understandable what he does in terms of his involvement with the community, his commitment to the community. That is, you know, undisputable. It's indisputable what he has done. But from a player standpoint, how much can you really depend on him? I saw Steve Nash had actually addressed it and said he's one of the main pieces of this team, and without him, we have to readjust. And so now it's become very difficult to say, can we rely on him going forward? And at this point, you really can't say yes.
Okay, so my follow-up question would be this. Now, as we know, if he played in 85% of the other NBA cities, there would be no issue with his vaccine status and And I think a lot of people would argue that, yeah, he's definitely worth the headache because he's a 50-40-90 type player. Would you then, I guess, would the argument be that he's only not worth the headache if he's in a city where they have that mandate in place? Or do you think just across the board, because of his off the court, because of his general aloofness?
Well, last year he missed some games too, Rob.
Right. So that's my question. Would you say that that applies across the board or just to the Nets?
I think it applies across the board because, as I said, he's, first of all, injury has robbed him of games, completing a season every year. So he's never completed a season. With the Nets, this year he has yet to step on the court. Last year before COVID season aside, he had yet to finish a season. With Boston, we know he had never completed a season. And he had said some things that really drew the attention between the earth is flat and some, you know, refusing to talk to the media. It's like, is that all worth it? Because does that, if you overlook that, does it translate to wins? And at this point, you can't say it did outside of 1 year in Cleveland when they won the championship in 16. So I don't think that just because he's saying, listen, I'm standing up for the voiceless about, you know, COVID vaccine mandates. That's great. But with that decision, there are repercussions. And if that's a stance you're going to take, then we as a team have to move on without you, regardless of the city or state you play in.
No doubt. Our guest here on the Odd Couple, Yousef Khan, who is the founder and editor of First in Pen. Great website. Check it out. A new website out there. Now, Rob G and I, we argued the other day about the Kyrie and being on the All-Star ballot. And according to NBA rules, unless you're suspended or, you know, have some sort of negative thing going on where, you know, everybody's listed on the All-Star ballot. So there's a chance that, you know, a campaign could be put together and people could, you know, vote Kyrie as a starting player on the All-Star game, you know, to rub it in the face of the NBA. Should he be on the ballot? I don't think so. Rob G has no problem with it.
I do not think he should be on the ballot. I think that every year is a new year, and you have to earn the right to be on the All-Star team. He has yet to step on the court this year, regardless of his talent in the past. You got to prove it every year. So if he hasn't played yet, you shouldn't be on the ballot until you have played a reasonable number of games. I mean, this is the same thing we've had the issue with over the years, where fans can write in players, create this big campaign, and next thing you know, you've got Caruso as a starting point guard, right? And we know that's not going to happen, but I'm just saying that's what could happen, and that's why I think every year you've got to earn the right to make the All-Star team.
Yousef, you know, you started things off by saying that, you know, Kyrie is not worth the hassle at this point anymore. And it's funny that you mentioned that because Hoops Hype surveyed a couple of anonymous execs and assistant coaches around the league, and that's pretty much exactly what they said, that, you know, he is, you know, for lack of a better word, the front offices are afraid of him. They don't think they can trust him in a lot of ways. But they also did say that if the Brooklyn Nets, you know, if he's not going to come back and they want to try to save face, that they should explore trading him for Ben Simmons. Now, whether or not you think either one of them is worth the headache, would you agree that it would make sense for both sides to exchange their headache for the other one?
Not for Ben Simmons, no. I don't think it makes sense. I just don't think that Ben Simmons is the missing piece that the Nets need right now. I do think I agree with the owners with what they said about this being such a hassle, because, look, at the end of the day, we know pro sports is a business too, and you cannot invest your money and marketing efforts and time into a player that is going to possibly miss time because of injury or because of off-the-court stances like this. And in this case, the Nets are in that position where they can't trust him. They can't rely on him. Do I think he should be traded for Ben Simmons? No, I don't think that's the right move. But you do have to debate trading him at this point, and maybe you get someone who is a good point guard plus another player that is complementary to what they're doing, because Durant is holding the team down right now, and I know they just won again tonight. But you need that third wheel in there, and who is it going to be? I don't think it's Ben Simmons.
And you brought up Durant. I mean, he's playing phenomenally. And you know, if you get Harden going in the NBA, Youssef, you only need two star players. You know, three is a luxury. And can I give you, I want to give you this, I got this stat. My man Tony, the sports, the street sports agent, sent this to me on Twitter. Kevin Durant took 12 shots tonight. He finished with 30 points. You ready? This is from StatMuse.
Go ahead.
He's the first Nets player to score 30-plus points on 90% shooting in the last 40 seasons. KD leads the NBA 29.5 points per game and 58.5 field goal percentage. I mean, he's balling out. And the more he plays, and the Nets are now, Rob G, is it 8-4? The more he plays and the more the Nets, you know, just win and kind of go on, the Kyrie thing will fall to the background, won't it?
It will in a sense, but here's the one thing you always have to worry about. If KD goes down, then what? Who do you have? You know, you have James Harden, who is a talented player, but he has shown he cannot carry a squad to a championship. We saw it with Houston. We saw it with OKC. He's a talented player, but he can't carry the squad like KD can. So that is the one concern, and that is the one challenge they have. Without Kyrie as the third option, you know, even if KD went down, that's still 20-something points a night that Kyrie can pour in, maybe even more.
Yeah, but so, if KD's not on that team, I'm not so sure they're winning a championship. KD
has exactly
to be
my point.
And be healthy. So I get it, but check out the website, First in Pen, and just tell us quickly what kind of stories you got there on the website, Youssef.
Sure, definitely. Check us out on Twitter, First in Pen, F-I-R-S-T, and A-N-D, Pen, P-E-N. We feature a lot of great sports stories from voices of color in sports. You know, we'll give you some different takes than just your traditional scores and stats. We want to go a little bit beyond that to give you new perspectives. So I definitely appreciate everyone's support, and definitely look out for us. You know, we're making some big moves.
All right.
That's
appreciate
great.
It. Youssef Khan from First and Penn. We appreciate it. All right, Rob G. They're calling this a measuring stick game for the Lakers. So we'll talk about that next. It is the Odd Couple putting a bow on it. Rob G in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Rob G, wrapping it up, putting a bow on it. Yes, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let it breathe, Alex. Good way to end a Worship Wednesday, no doubt about it.
I hate Kanye West.
Do you really?
I do. Not a fan.
I hear you. I do have his flip-flops. How much
They're so comfortable. I'm not going to lie. They're so comfortable.
They are comfortable. Have you tried them on?
I have not. Rob, I don't make $11 billion a year where I can just buy some basic slides that cost
$700. I know.
You know, I could have got the same things over at Ross for $11 if I wanted to.
What do you want me to do?
But they would say like Puma.
I don't have a kid. I don't have a wife. What do you want me to do?
I'll be your kid.
You know, right?
You can adopt me if it means I'm going to get some Yeezy
some of that money,
slides,
right?
Some of that stuff.
Some of the shekels.
If I can get an $85,000 car, Rob, I will. I'm not above letting you claim me on your taxes.
I understand. All right, here we go. NBA, of course, a lot of games tonight. And the Lakers are playing tonight. And Rob G, you're the resident Laker guy.
Yes.
And I know, what are they, 6-5? Is that what the record is?
Yes.
But an ugly 6-5. Will you admit that?
Yeah, I mean, when you blow 20-point leads, you know, to the Thunder twice, it's not a
right.
good look.
And tonight, Miami's coming in 7-3. They've been playing well. And is this a measuring stick? Do you want to look at this game, Rob G, and kind of feel where they are? Can it be a fair measuring stick, right? No, still no LeBron.
Fair? You know, they're missing a lot of guys. But if you're a championship team, which I think the Lakers are, then any time that you play an upper echelon team is a measuring stick game, whether you're healthy or not. Eventually, if you're gonna get to where you want to go, you're gonna have to go through teams like this, and they're not gonna care if LeBron James is there or Anthony Davis is there or whoever, because to get to where you want to go, you have to go through them. And if the Lakers want to win a championship, they got to show a lot more than they've been showing the last, you know, first 2-3 weeks of the season.
And it's apples and oranges. I get it's a different sport. But it was like, I'm just looking at it this way. When the Packers went to Arizona in the desert, did they just go like, well, we can't win this game. We're missing our top three receivers. They're undefeated, and we're on the road.
Yes.
That's every reason to say that you can't win, correct?
Exactly.
Somehow they won. So you can do that sometimes, even when you don't have your best players to play and say, dude, we got a squad here. And there might be a night or two that LeBron's not there or you know, Westbrook's not playing, right, or Anthony Davis is nicked up. If one of those guys go out, you can't always just automatically say, well, we can't win.
Exactly. Especially, now I know they're shorthanded, but especially when I would argue that even without LeBron, even without whoever the guys that are missing, the Lakers are still going to have the best player on the floor in 80% of their matchups if they have Anthony Davis out there.
I agree.
So
100%.
Whether they're missing guys or not, you know, they say in the NBA, the team that has the best player is usually going to win. So you can't always say, well, I know that, you know, we have AD, but we're also missing Kendrick Nunn and Austin Reeves, you know, the undrafted guy, he's out. That's a big miss for us. You know, look, if you have a top 5-8 guy in the league, regardless who you have around him, you should be at least competitive with everybody.
I'm going to say this, and I know a lot of people just think, oh, people are ripping on Westbrook because they don't like him or whatever. Nobody plays harder in the NBA than Westbrook.
Nobody.
Nobody. I'm sorry. He doesn't cheat you. He plays hard. He gives his all. He wants to win. I don't even doubt that for one second.
Nope.
I don't even doubt it. But I don't believe he's a fit, Rob G. I really don't. And the turnovers and the, you know, let me show you I can make a jumper from the
perimeter. Yeah, exactly. You better not leave me open. You know what's funny is he's like Draymond Green, where they'll leave him open every time and he'll miss 7 in a row. He'll make the 8th one and be like, that's why you don't leave me open.
Exactly.
I'm like, no, I still gonna leave you open. I'm like, you know.
But isn't that like, do you like the fit? Buddy Hield would have been the right fit, Rob.
Yeah,
G. I know he didn't have the sexy name.
Right.
He's shooting 40% from three, am I right?
Right. No, I think that they definitely planned on limiting LeBron's minutes, limiting AD's minutes to get through the regular season. And I also think that the Lakers and pretty much every team that LeBron's been on since he came into the league, when he sits, their teams usually stink. And this was their way of preventing that from happening.
But the only problem is ultimately
they got to play together. Yep.
All three of them are going to have to play together,
right.
Rob G. No?
Right. No, you're right. And I told you this you know, during our production meeting earlier this afternoon. You know, I'm a huge Russell Westbrook fan, just like you are. I love how hard he plays.
Yes.
I love that he's always 110 miles an hour, and it's great because, I like you said, he doesn't cheat you ever. I've admired him from afar his entire career. Now that I watch him every night, I kind of see why people don't like him as much because, you know, in the first quarter when you went 110 miles an hour, that's great because, you know, everybody else is still kind of easing their way into it. When it's the fourth quarter and it's like a minute left, maybe reel in a little bit, Russ.
Reel it in a little bit.
Just a little bit, right. And he just can't do it.
No, that's not his makeup. It isn't. So it's going to be interesting as it plays out. And you start to look at teams start to get there and feel good. You know, and it's going to be a while. The NBA season just started. We're at 12, 13 games into the season. So there's a long way to go. But so far, and, you know, you got to get LeBron back in there. But it doesn't look pretty, but we'll see what happens here on this. But Rob G.
Well, you know what is looking pretty is Shekel City, Rob Parker.
Do I got it? I got two or three?
You got two so far. We're waiting on the Spurs, and they're up by 17 at half.
Are they?
Yes, sir.
This might be my 3-0, and guess what? I actually bet Shekels on it tonight.
Wait, you say you bet Shekels every night.
No, most of the time.
Okay.
Sometimes I can't get it in, but no, most of the nights I do. All right, Rob G., thanks. Appreciate
thanks,
you,
Rob.
Alex, everybody. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.